going in, and then you can like save those and like highlight them and stuff.
Absolutely. You got to. We've got to star the God's emails, and we've got to delete in the trash. But the delete forever button. Satan's emails. If we could delete forever, and you know the delete forever is really, the way we do it is really the word of God, because his word is sharper than a two-edged sword. So that's how we delete it. It absolutely does. It cuts through. And also, I think what he's showing me right now is that idea that do you really, like I want to meditate, I think I'm probably be meditating this for a few months. Do you really get that I am for you? Because if you really get I'm for you, nothing else matters. And that's what he wants us to understand. That's what the cross did. If that isn't an expression of I am for you, he can do no more. And yet he does more. Because we're alive now and we need things now. And a child needs milk and you need to pay your rent. And you need, you know, and you need to have... you need to know how to pray for people so they get healed. He's still doing things now. But what he's trying to say is, God, I am for you forever. And it never changes, no matter what your circumstance is like. And that's why I believe Paul could be, I'm abasing today. I'm abounding to tomorrow. I'm content.
And I love how he said that, nothing, neither angelic nor demonic, life nor death, in the present nor the future, can separate me from the love of God.
That's it.
That is it.
That's it.
For me.
That's it.
Nothing can really separate me from it. I might feel temporarily separated, but I can rejoice in all things because that's not the truth. Like, that's how I interpret it. It's like, even when you feel separated from his love, that's not the truth.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And when that whole linking between the love and knowing that, okay, God is for me, obviously he loves me. And that never changes. It's like all of, when you start to look at the Bible more as a love letter rather than this rule book, everything that he did was because he's for us, because he loved us. You know, he loved us and that's why, and that, therefore he's for us.
Even the law was to bring us to the end of ourselves.
That's right.
Bring us to Christ.
That's right. It wasn't so we could be punished, you know, and destroyed. It was the only way human beings who were so bloom and arrogant from the beginning, well, after the fall anyway, and thought that they could be self-sufficient, and they still do, and Christians still do it today. We still do it today. And that's why faith pleases him, because we're actually saying, oh my goodness, I'm not independent. I am going to lean on you, Lord. I'm going to trust you. Because faith and trust really are the same thing.
Yeah, if you look through, if you compare, I heard this preacher, like, it was an amazing teaching. He was talking about, if you compare the sins on the Ten Commandments, and then you read the Gospels, and you list the main sins that Jesus himself talked about, Jesus himself talked the most against pride and hypocrisy.
Yes.
And he actually welcomed the people who were so weak and broken, who were like, I can't do it at all. I can't do it on my own. And then he talked the harshest words. He said the harshest words against the Pharisees, who thought that they could, you know, we know God, like, we don't need you. And they would, like, distort the character of God. That's, like, who Jesus was the most angry at. But people will look at the Ten Commandments and use that and just, like, condemn people. But in reality, even that's, like, pride. And it's, like, the Pharisees, like the hypocrisy of saying, like, okay, we're going to make it back into a law book. But Jesus is like, can you not see? Are your hearts that far from God that you can't see that he's moving right now? He's
living right in front of you.
Like,
that's right.
And I feel like, unfortunately, that's what some people are still doing. They're like going back to the law and they're like putting it on people, but they don't see that God himself is alive and moving right in front of their eyes.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that's that, again, that abiding presence, you know, really experiencing. And I feel like God is doing this. He's saying, if you want, not just me, any of us, want to live moment by moment in the abiding presence of the living God, who is the Holy Spirit, well, you better darn well know that I'm for you. Because otherwise, it ain't going to happen. Because we're going to be constantly fighting all this other stuff that always comes in. But if we actually know he's for us, it doesn't really matter that you know, something happens that we didn't expect, or something happens that we didn't want, or our plans went awry. It doesn't matter, because we know he's for us. So I don't have to lose my experience of being in his presence, that contentment, that calm contentment, that calm joy that he gives you all the time, anytime you want it. He gives it to us all the time, but we're so driven by our emotions. That's really the truth. We're driven by our emotions. And they still need to be not even reined in. You know, reined in sounds more like, you know, you got to, I mean, he does say that we are supposed to have self-control, so I'm not saying we shouldn't. But I'm just thinking, if we really had an understanding, because it seems to come from really the renewal of the mind seems to be the crux of, on one level, that's the crux of our transforming. But that has to be hooked up with your heart, obviously. Can't just be, oh, I've got a renewed mind. Without the heart, we've seen what people can do. So they've got this understanding of new covenant, and then they become renegade in it because there's no heart to it. It can't just be, this is all that I get, and I get to do this, and I get to do that now, and I have free reign to do whatever, not even to do whatever I like, but I have free reign, and all the power runs through me, and I'm a son of God, and da-da-da-da-da, and it becomes like this, you come from a defensive position, and that's not what God did any of what he did for. So this sense of, I'm allowed, no matter what, to be in his presence.
That's awesome.
I know. And that's it. That's the end of it. And that's what we want. And then we can go anywhere and do anything. And it doesn't really matter, because I'm always in his presence. So it's like being in the with the king all the time. You're always got the court, you know, his palace court with you. In front of you. You're always looking at the king. So when somebody comes up at you and goes, oh, you're an idiot. You know what you did? You can go, wow, the presence of the king is so good today. Wow. You're just not even noticing. Yeah, I mean,
that's like, I have an example of that. Like, I kind of am learning that. And this morning on my way to work, I called and I told them that I'm like 5 minutes late, that I'm running late. And then my manager says, you're always late, Liz, so I know. And then hangs up. And immediately I'm like, all right, that's not true. I'm not always late. And I'm like, I'm not going to take that condemnation in Jesus' name. And I was like, at first I got like, I felt condemned. And I was like, nope, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And I just immediately like didn't let it stay in my mind. I was like, nope.
Good on
not
you.
Not going to stay. But in the past, I would like be like, oh, I'm always late. And then I go into work, oh, I'm just, you shouldn't even pay me today. I'm a horrible worker. And I feel gloomy and all this stuff. But today it was just like, no, that's not the truth.
That's great.
Just like, I can just speak it out. It's a lot easier. But I remember like another thing I was going to share is like the first lady who like discipled me, one of the first things she did when she told me about like Adam and Eve, she made a list. She's like, this is Satan and this is God. Satan is darkness. God is light. Satan is all, you know, sadness, death, depression, rage, murder, all this stuff. And then she's like, God is love, joy, peace, happiness, and all this stuff. And then it was just laid out to me, and I was like, oh. And it was just, like, so simple. And then I'm like, okay. And then as she teaches me, and then Satan got dominion over the earth. But because of Jesus, now we're given that dominion. I'm like, that is so cool. God loves me so much. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I was just like, that's awesome. But if people aren't given it, like, in that simple form, I guess, it gets really, like, conglomerated in their head. And then when they look at Jesus, they're like, it's almost like they don't have this simple faith. They're kind of like,
no.
Well, he could do anything. And so I have to just, like, shut off all the complicated influences and just look at Jesus loves me. He came to redeem me. It's like the simple love of the Father.
Yes.
That's what I need.
Yes. But we all do, Lizzie. We all